So our reading this morning is in two parts. The first one is from 2 Timothy chapter 3, and I'm starting at verse 14. But as for you, continue in what you have learned and have become convinced of, because you know those whom you learnt it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. The second reading is Luke 24, and starting at verse 13. Now on the same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all the things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went to them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you're walking along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Clopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" He replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a mighty prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since all these things took place. Moreover, some of the women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find the body there, they came back and told us they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as the women had said, but they did not see him." Then he said to them, "Oh, how foolish you are, how slow of heart to believe all the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and enter into his glory?" Then, beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in all the Scriptures. May God bless the word.
So, this morning we're picking up a new series. Are you excited?
Yes.
I hope so. I hope so. We've been encouraging people to purchase this book, The Bible, A Story That Makes Sense of Life, because it is a book that is supporting the series that we're using. So if you've not bought it, there's no pressure to buy, because you can still understand, but it helps give a bit more understanding, a bit more context. This one is owned by the church, and it will be in the library after the service. So if somebody wants to borrow it, you can. As we spend time through this series, we'll pick up on several themes that reveal the Bible offers a story that makes sense of life. This morning, we're going to begin with a brief introduction to the Bible. And you might go, "Oh yeah, well I know about the Bible. I know all about that." Well, that's cool. So if that's the case, and what I'm saying, you get, "I've heard this," then I'd encourage you to pray for those who perhaps have never heard this. Okay? Just before the summer holidays, our daughter moved back from university, and with this, it was felt we should upgrade her bedroom furniture. So we hit the IKEA website, ordered a new wardrobe, chest of drawers, and a desk. We then waited for it to be delivered. We didn't go to IKEA and collect it, which I know my wife absolutely loves doing, but we had it delivered instead. And then the fun came. We had to build it. If you've ever ordered from IKEA yourself, you know that it comes with instructions on how to assemble the furniture. It gives you a little grid that says you should have this many of this, this many of this, this many of this, and you're meant to go through all those bits to make sure, yes, you've got that, you've got all the bits. So like 10 of this and a side here and a drawer front here. And it's therefore then you're able to complete the task. Now, I am of a middle age. I've had several items of IKEA furniture. I am a professional at following their instructions. Therefore, I believe you follow the instructions and you end up with a successfully built item. That's the hope. And in our bedroom, my daughter's bedroom, that is the case. Other than I realised that in ordering, I didn't order the handles for the wardrobes. So her wardrobes currently don't have handles. But we have bought some from some other another retail, and I'm just got to fit them. So there we are. So though I'm successfully built, I can build these things. Thank you. Thanks, Sam. And I imagine you know, perhaps some of you gone, yeah, I've done that. Now, I must admit, though, at one point I did go slightly wrong, because you get a bit like confident, you go, oh yeah, I've done that side, I'll just repeat it on the opposite side, no problem, and away you go. And then I tried to put them together and I'm thinking, this isn't working. So I then fortunately had to just to go a little bit backwards, switch it round, put it back on, and it worked fine. So sometimes it is really important to follow those instructions. Now, the next one, I've got another picture up there. You've got a picture of the toy helicopter. Has any of you ever spent Christmas Eve assembling an item ready for the next day when your child wakes up and goes, oh, great, thanks. Okay, well, Father Christmas, well, all right. Well, I have to build some of mine because my box says, some assembly may be needed, which is great. So those are, my daughter did have those, or that network. It was the RSPCA, and it was like they did it for a bit, and they had this, like that was a helicopter. We had the ice one, which was the Arctic one. I don't quite know what the RSPCA are doing in the Arctic, but there was a station, and there was a boat, and there was, you had to put stickers on. Ah, oh, it took, we built doll's houses in the past, and that takes ages. So maybe you've had that sort of experience where you've had to build something. Anybody had that experience of borrowing a tent? Never put it up before, and you get it out and you think, okay, great, here we go. And there's no instructions. That guy there, close enough. So, you know, fortunately, I've only had that occasion maybe once when it's like, this is not working. Let's disassemble it and we'll try something else. Then, maths question. That's from the year 6 SATs test. Some of us have been doing exams in the last couple of months and have had results. Sometimes we get a bit confused. I don't know if you may be able to answer that. It's not a too difficult one, but you've got to know what the formula, work it out. And I did get it, so I'm okay. But sometimes questions you can be really, really struggling to understand. Sometimes you get really, really struggle to understand instructions when they come with either a DVD player or something like that. So, there is times when we struggle in life. Would you agree? Good. I wonder if any of you have had the times when you've been left feeling that something doesn't make sense. You see, whether we're in our youth or in our golden years, I believe we all, at times, can be left trying to make sense of life. In fact, we can then be left considering, what's the purpose of life? As we work through this series, my hope is that we will experience a better story. In doing this, we will discover the enduring relevance of the Bible to the story of each of our lives. Today, we are introducing the Bible, followed by 6 weeks where we'll be picking up on overarching themes, which are on the screen there. We'll be looking at the themes of origins, revealed in our human desire for meaning. Exodus, not that we've got Exodus somewhere, but it's revealing in our human quest for freedom. Exile, revealed in our human cry for peace. Messiah, revealed in our human need of love. The Spirit, revealed in our human thirst for community. And then hope, revealed in our human longing for home. This morning, I offer these bullet points to you. I am not going to dwell in detail on any of these. However, you can find them in that book, in the introduction of that book. But we'll be picking them up as we go through over from now till November, beginning of November. As I already said, we'll be looking at each of these in the sermons and then also be picked up in our life groups. If you're part of a life group, you'll be picking them up as you work through over the weeks. As we now consider the Bible, it's appropriate to note that the Bible has many critics, doesn't it? But no rivals. Voltaire, the French philosopher, declared, 100 years from my death, the Bible will be a museum piece. It's not. No book has been burned, banned, or debated more vigorously over the centuries. Yet it continues to dominate the bestsellers list year on year. In fact, they don't even put it on there. Now, according to the Wycliffe Bible Translators, on the 1st of August 2025, speakers of 4,007 languages out of a total of 7,396 known languages have access to at least a book of the Bible, including 1,433 languages with a portion available, chapters or whole books of the Bible, 1,798 languages with access to the New Testament in their native language, and 776 having the full Bible. Isn't that amazing? But what exactly is the Bible? What is the Bible? It reveals God. It reveals God. Lee Mack, comedian, he was asked on, he was doing an interview for Desert Island Discs. And he said about, talked about the Bible. And he said, well, if aliens came down and said, well, what's the purpose of life? What are you all about? He said he would refer them to this book. He doesn't know what's in it. But he recognizes that this book has value. Isn't that great? Somebody who would say, oh, it's not a Christian, but recognizes that there is some real significant importance of this book. All scripture is God-breathed, useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the servant of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. Isn't that encouraging? This book here, That's what it's meant to be doing. If you think to yourself, well, what's the Bible all about? That's what it's all about. Do you know what? People who don't even know God read the Bible, and in reading it, God is revealed. Amen. Hallelujah. Actually, God reveals himself through this book. This isn't just a load of words on a page. Isn't it nice? It is the revelation of God. It's God breathed. Now, we don't, you can't say, it's been written by lots of different people. There are 66 books, 27 in the New, 30 something in the Old. Written by different people, poetic stuff, letters. If I'd written one of these, it would have been a different flavour to the way Jill would have written, to the way Jan would have written it. And that's what it's about. It's different people writing, but it's inspired by God. God is in and through. The story of God flows. Amazingly, though there are different people writing, it flows. Revelation is seen in this. I love the fact that the second reading that they were talking about from Luke, on the road to Emmaus, we had that over the summer holidays in our series, On the Road Again. And here, Jesus is talking and he explains to the disciples, he goes through scripture, he says, here, 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 here. Do you see here? This bit here, this bit here. This is revealing me. This bit here reveals me. Jesus is saying, I'm revealed throughout scripture. So the Bible reveals Jesus. Back to the backpack. Light for dark times. Who here has experienced dark times? Okay. I hope and pray that in those dark times you did turn to the Bible. Because it offers light in those dark times. It gives you comfort, encouragement. Direction when you're lost. Some of us get lost very easily. Pointing out, I won't single out anybody. But we do. And it may be when we're driving, it may be when we're walking, it could be we get lost in terms of, I don't quite understand what's that question or how that works. The Bible gives us direction. If you've never read the Bible, I would encourage you to pick it up and read it. Because it offers direction. Food for our souls. I like eating. You know that. You know I like burgers. You know quite a lot about me because I'm quite open. But I recognise that actually my body needs good nourishment. And actually, at times, I have to be careful about what I eat. Actually, we need to be careful about what we bring into our bodies. Not just food-wise, but what we look at on TV. What we read. What we experience. This is why we should be reading the Bible, because this gives us nourishment. Healthy nourishment. This should be 7 of your vegetables. If you're into the healthy eating of so many vegetables. It's not 5 anymore. It's gone up to about 7. Comfort when we're hurting. How great to know that God's word can comfort. And sometimes that comfort's come through the word because you've gone to somebody else and said, I'm struggling. Or they recognize that you're hurting. They speak from scripture. So the scripture comfort when we're hurting. A way to hear from God. This is a way to hear. God speaks. Do you believe that? Oh, come on. Yes, we believe this. Because this is a dynamic book. This isn't just a dusty thing that's on the shelf or on the table. We should be picking it up and reading it. We should be picking it up on our phone. And actually, you might have it on the phone. Get a paper copy as well. Get a paper copy as well because it's just a different dynamic. If you need a Bible and you can't afford one, speak to me. If you need a Bible and you can afford one, go on. You know, we've got Peterborough Bookshop, Christian Bookshop in Peterborough, Amazon. You can get one. It is widely available, as I've shared. Who likes pizza? Well, some people do. What can we take away? What's our takeaway today? What's the slice that we're going to take out of today? What are we going to take away? That there is truth in these pages. That there is truth in these pages. If nothing else, this isn't a made-up story. This is truth. This is inspirational stuff for our life. Listen, if you are a young person and you're starting out your life, don't ignore the Bible. Don't ignore it. As Nathan and others offer you teaching on a Sunday morning or in midweek, listen to it. Adults, same for you. This is a book that you always, is always revealing. You might have read this 15 times. Read it again, because it will reveal something else. This is a living book, not a dead book. We can experience a better story by picking it up and reading it. Daily routines. Try and pick it up every day. But don't just pick it up. Open it and read it. There are wonderful apps that you can get on your phone. There are books that you can get, little Bible companions that you can read day to day, daily readings with Jesus, and read it daily. Because the more you read it, the more it will transform you. I want to be transformed by God, because I am not perfect. Do you know that? And I can tell you, none of you are perfect. Okay? And if you get offended by that, I'm really sorry, but you're not. You're not perfect. The only one who's perfect is Jesus Christ. And because of his perfectness, he died on a cross. He died on a cross so that I can have a relationship with God, so that you can have a relationship with God, so that we can see revelation in this Bible. I pray that in this series, you will come to see the overarching themes in Scripture and see that it is relevant for us today. That it will offer us a story. It will help us experience a better story, because we could all live better, can't we? We could all live better. Amen? Let's pray. Father, I thank you that you are God and that you speak through the Word of God. We thank you for those people that you spoke, who wrote it down, and we are now reading it. Help it to sink into us. Father God, may it root into us deeply. Father, I pray that we would be like those people that are in prison, searching through latrines, finding bits of paper that is your word, and reading it. Lord, help us to be that desperate for understanding the Bible, because it's life-giving. Bless us now, I pray. Amen.